Bulldogs legend and Bulldogs director Steve Mortimer says he'll walk away from the club if Des Hasler's contract is renewed tomorrow. The club has an emergency meeting with Hasler to determine what the coach will do. Will he stay? Will he go? And there's obviously a push on to get him out. Mortimer says he fears the club is losing its DNA, and it's reported that other board members are concerned about the direction Hasler is taking the team. Now, I've known Steve Mortimer for a long time. He's a great man, a proud Bulldog, and an incredible player. In fact, I bumped into him after one of the State of Origin games this year, and he's a great bloke, don't get me wrong. But I'm not with him on this. The Dogs may not have won the comp this year, but they got to the finals. They finished in the top eight. It's not like they got the wooden spoon. Des Hasler has been at the Bulldogs for 5 years, and every season he's been there, they've made the finals. Every season Des Hasler's been there, they've made the finals. Two out of the five that he's been at Belmore, they've made the grand final in 2012 and 2014. He took them to the grand final in his very first year at the club. And before the Bulldogs, he won two premierships with Manly. He had top eight finishes in 6 out of 7 seasons. This bloke knows how to coach. He knows how to lead. And his record speaks for itself. Let me say again, at Manly, he took his side to the finals in 6 out of 7 seasons and won 2 premierships. At the Doggies, he's taken them to the finals every year over the past 5 years and twice to the grand final. I mean, if this bloke is under threat, who's safe? Des Hasler has taken his team to the NRL finals for 12 straight years from 2005 to 2016. The only coach with more consecutive finals trips is Wayne Bennett. That says something. The Bulldogs have become used to success since Hasler took over, but they'd be smart to remember that before they signed Des Hasler, they were doing a lot worse. They came dead last in 2008, ninth in 2011, 13th in 2010. And now they're thinking of sacking him because they think the culture is wrong or the DNA is being lost, whatever that means. The Bulldogs would be mad to part company with Des Hasler. We'll see what happens tomorrow.